Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio, WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly, this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Jake Rao, Vice President of Economic Development, and Sean Lyons, Workforce Development Specialist at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. And we welcome you into this March 2023 edition of Business Spotlight featuring the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. On today's program, the topic of discussion will be the Chamber's upcoming Healthcare and Life Sciences Career Fair taking place on March the 28th at the Ambassador Banquet and Conference Center. Jake Rao and Sean Lyons will be our guests on today's program, and we're going to start with Jake. Jake, give us some more details about the upcoming Healthcare and Life Sciences Fair, and tell us who should be attending.
Yeah, so the Healthcare and Life Sciences is one of six target industries that the Chamber's focused on doing whatever it can to help grow jobs and connect the economic development system to assist in their growth and expansion in the market. And why is it one of those? Well, because life sciences and healthcare is a huge component of our overall employment makeup and our gross domestic product. So they're wealth generators, they're economy drivers in the Erie market. So we've set up a job fair exclusively for healthcare and life sciences businesses. We did this last year with manufacturing. And what we are operating under is a premise that job fairs have been done numerous times throughout the community. We like the idea of industry-specific job fairs where you aggregate together employers within a particular industry sector, and then you market to the entire community, and what you get through the door are all the people who are interested in that particular sector. So it isn't people coming into a wide open job fair who might be looking for a retail job and have no interest in the manufacturing job, the healthcare job, or the business services job. The folks who walk in are, if you will, pre-screened by themselves. They're going because they know, A, they have an interest in working in the healthcare field. They already work in the healthcare field and they're looking for other opportunities, or they're going to school presently, or they're thinking about a career and healthcare is something that's on their radar screen. So, if you will, the people that come to this particular job fair will be a target-rich environment for the employers who are there. And why are we doing it? Sean's going to get into more of the details of it, but we're getting into it because there's a tremendous opportunity for the employee, tremendous need for the employer relative to workforce positions in the healthcare and life sciences sector.
And the timing of this career fair couldn't be any better because the need in this industry is so great at this point in time. Sean, we're going to move over to you, and we recently covered a job fair where the employer was not only offering jobs, but was also offering a sign-on bonus on site, which was incredible to see in person. This really is a great opportunity for someone that may be looking to start a career in the healthcare or life science industries, or even change to this career, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. You know, as Jake pointed out, you know, the healthcare and life science industries are rapidly growing in our area, and it offers exciting, you know, career opportunities. Our job fair provides a great chance of job seekers to meet with employers in the industry, learn about available positions, and potentially secure jobs with sign-on bonuses. And so whether you're looking to start a new career or make a change, this job fair is an excellent opportunity to explore options and connect with potential employers. We encourage everyone who's in the healthcare industry or not in the healthcare industry and who's looking to make a change to, you know, come out, meet with some of the life science industries and healthcare industries and take advantage of this unique opportunity for career growth. And it also shows you career paths and gives you a deeper insight to the actual opportunities of healthcare other than just nurses, doctors, and whatever that looks like for a lot of people.
And those are great points you made at the end, Sean. It's not just about becoming a nurse or becoming a doctor. There are a lot of other opportunities in the healthcare and life science field. And Jake, we're going to go back to you for this question. Tell us why the healthcare and life science industry is set to grow exponentially over the coming years.
So we have an aging population, which drives a lot of demand for healthcare services. But in addition, what we experienced through the pandemic was very interesting. It was interesting across all sectors, but especially in healthcare. I think we all kind of accepted it at the time, but didn't realize what the impact would be. And that is, when COVID hit our whole world for 2 years, it did several things. It put a very higher risk and larger population of individuals into hospitals, which put a demand on all the employees there, mentally as well as physically, as far as hours worked. There were some people that had to leave healthcare because they couldn't risk taking something home and putting a family member in jeopardy. And then you had people who did leave because they just hit a breaking point as far as working so much. And so that's one variable that's under, you know, in play that affects the workforce and the healthcare industry. But what also happened is during that time, if you'll remember, a lot of elective surgeries, doctor's appointments were put on hold while we were getting our arms around and control over the pandemic. So we get the pandemic under control, people get vaccinated, we start going back into normal day-to-day life. All those elective procedures have built up. They have to be done. They're going forward. So now, not only are you going back into business, but you're going back into business with the backlog of business. And the end result is that you have not just your regular workload, but you have a built-up workload of things that now need to get done relative to procedures, treatments, and just general wellness care. So all of a sudden, the demand for labor isn't just like, yes, we need bodies to get us caught up. It's we've got a really big backlog of business, and we've lost people who've elected to leave this industry sector. So when you combine the demand for the services with the impact that the pandemic had on workforce decision making by employees, you end up with a situation where you have a growing order supply, if you will, of healthcare services and a workforce that went through a contraction and now has to catch back up to not only where it was, but to where the demand is going to be. Hopefully that made sense.
It certainly does make sense, Jake. And I've got to give the chamber a lot of credit for their wisdom and their foresight in putting not only last year's job fair together with the manufacturing sector, but then this year with the healthcare and life sciences career fair coming up. Going back to Sean for another question, Sean, why did the chamber feel that now was the time for a career fair such as this?
You know, with the growth of the healthcare and life science industries right now, and the population aging, and that's still, you know, a huge factor in this as we get into healthcare demands, services, products continue to increase. And in addition, technology advancements and medical breakthroughs are creating new job opportunities. And the Erie Regional Chamber recognizes the importance of these industries in the local economy and our community. And we want to be able to use our platform to provide job seekers and employers an opportunity to connect, to show either career pathways, growth opportunities within the healthcare and life science industry. And the Erie Regional Chamber, you know, really values that particular relationship being in this platform. So right now, we hope that this career fair will bring these two parties together, at least to explore, understand, provide possible employment, and give a better understanding of some of the challenges that the medical field has. And it's not just about, like, once again, nurses, doctors. There's also administrators. There's also office assistants that are going to be needed in this particular run. So this is a great opportunity and a great event, and I believe that this is a great opportunity to help this particular industry.
So either Jake or Sean can answer this one. How many vendors are you expecting at the event?
We'll have over 25 there. And vendors is, I like to use, it really is, we're going to have 25 employers there looking to fill. And then we'll have a few additional service providers in attendance. But sometimes you can go to these job fairs and there's a lot of service providers, training providers there, and not as many employers. And we really wanted to skew it in the direction of, we really want employers there because it adds to the overall volume of jobs, the diversity of the jobs, and it really gives those who attend a wide array of choices as far as where they potentially could apply for work, go to work. So it doesn't sound like a lot, but I can tell you that the total number of jobs available is, you know, in the thousands among these 25 employers that are attending.
We mentioned earlier that this career fair is right on the horizon on March the 28th. Are there still any opportunities for employers to join, or have you reached your max capacity for the event?
We're at the maximum at this time. As Jake said, we have 25 vendors right now, and we have 3 training and service providers, and that's the capacity at this point. I actually just shut off registration today.
Sounds good. Well, and this question, again, is open to either of you. Who are some of the key employers and sponsors that you would like to mention that will be a big part of this year's Healthcare and Life Sciences Career Fair?
We do have AHN. They are one of our leading hospitals here, UPMC. We also have LECOM. We have Interim Health. And so there's a number of others that are going to be attending. And this is, once again, it's not just the healthcare, it's also life sciences, so there will be those key vendors there as well.
Sean, earlier in the program, we glossed over the fact that this career fair is going to have jobs sort of outside of the regular ones that you would expect, and those will be there at the career fair and dealing with healthcare and life sciences, but what are going to be the other types of jobs that will be available that these employers are going to be looking to fill?
So we have some home health care, community services, nursing, medical billing, of course, physicians, patient care support, front desk associates, janitors or housekeeping. We also have office assistants, scrub technicians, and a multitude of more.
Can job seekers just show up to the event, or is there a registration process that they have to go through to attend?
We would like, you know, registration from attendees, but it's not required. So they can just show up so that we do have that availability. They're welcome to go to eriepa.com, go to our events, and look up on the 28th, and you will get more information.
Jake, we're going to go back to you and discuss the ancillary benefits to attending an event such as this. Networking is really one of the key things that comes to mind as far as the type of opportunity, even if you don't necessarily walk away right away with a job. Networking is big, especially for younger people that are attending a career fair for the first time. Explain to our listeners why this is so important.
It's really important for individuals who are looking for employment opportunities to expose themselves to the wide breadth of what those opportunities might be. And for a lot of younger or early in career individuals, and frankly, for people who might be looking at a career transition, it can be a little intimidating to walk into an existing business and in the midst of them doing the flurry of activities that go on there, you know, ask if they can see what job openings are there. This is a very user-friendly, welcoming environment. You're walking into a place where everyone, all the employers that are there, are looking to hire. You're not asking 6 people to find the HR department. They are the HR department. They're right there. They want to talk to you. They want to encourage you. They want to answer your questions. And they want to begin a relationship with you. So that's a tremendous opportunity for people to, in a very low stress, welcoming environment. They want you there. Employees need to feel very comfortable. It's designed for a connection to be made. And on the other side, that connection definitely wants to meet you. So this is a simple way to begin the process of learning how to interview, learning how to interact with people and ask the right questions to learn more about particular professions. And the thing that Sean covered that I think is vitally important, we said this about manufacturing as well. There's a tendency to think, oh, healthcare and life sciences. Oh, I'm not a doctor and I'm not a nurse. There is nothing for me. Nothing could be further from the truth. These are businesses. They need accountants. They need receptionists. They need janitors. They need hospitality, right? They need HR professionals. They need logistics people. They need maintenance people. So there's a significant amount of job opportunities there, very comprehensive. So even if you're an industrial maintenance technician and you're thinking, well, there'd be nothing there for me, I guarantee you that these facilities have a demand and a need for people to come on board to help them maintain the equipment and the industrial systems needed to keep their operation alive. So to me, that's the greatest value, right? You're going into a very welcoming, target-rich environment for you to learn more, make some connections, get questions answered, and help you dig deeper into looking at that as a career, as a job opportunity you want to pursue.
Sean, you mentioned the website eriepa.com earlier. Again, for someone that may just be tuning in and are interested in attending the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnerships Healthcare and Life Sciences Career Fair, let's go over some more of the details on where to find that information, the date, the time, and the best way to gather more information to prepare themselves for the event.
The date of the event is going to be March 28th at 2 o'clock till 6 o'clock. It is at the Ambassador, and you can register at www.eriepa.com/events, and that will take you to our website that will provide you with the actual calendar. Find that date, once again, March 28th, and it will give you the particulars for you to register and get more information on the actual event.
Thank you for that info, Sean. We appreciate your contribution to the program, as well as you, Jake. We'll have you close the show today. We, again, really enjoy letting our listeners know about these great opportunities that the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership makes available to the public, and this healthcare and life sciences career fair sounds outstanding. Is there anything else you'd like to share about this event before we wrap up today's program, Jake?
Anyone listening to this has family members, has friends, neighbors. They may have kids in school. We welcome high school students. We welcome kids in college that may be looking into this career. You may not be ready to go to work right away, but you should definitely take advantage of this opportunity to learn more. Know not only what jobs are out there, but what employers are out there and get a feel for who they are. Everyone is welcome. Registration is not required. It's encouraged, but it's not required. We want parents to bring their kids, and we want folks to really utilize the greatness of the Erie Network to get the word out to everyone and to come up and learn more about the job opportunities and hopefully get connected to an employer that you can establish a long-term relationship with in the form of full-time employment.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.